Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with John Berlaw. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. John, tell us about CEI.
Well, CEI was founded in 1984, so we're of age now, 32 years old, to be fighting the battles in the Beltway, but our philosophy is not of the Beltway. We look at, you know, we are the premier think tank that focuses on regulation and the drag that overregulation from the EPA, the FDA, or the SEC, and, of course, the CFPB puts on, you know, on entrepreneurs and how this can be, regulation is really like a hidden tax and in a lot of cases can be more harmful than taxes are.
As your colleague Wayne Cruz calls it, the dark matter, right?
Yes.
The dark matter.
Yes,
regulating
the regulators, making them accountable, right, and making, you know, no regulation without representation.
CEI.org, ladies and gentlemen, check that out.
Having to affirmatively approve them.
You mentioned CFPB, Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, Richard Cordray of Ohio, total left-wing wacko, in a job now that reports to nobody, unless I think maybe Trump's trying to get him to come under his purview. I mean, the idea that we've created this czar that with is accountable to nobody to do whatever he wants to do, and he's running amok out here on Main Street is just nonsense. I mean, we've got to get rid of the CFPB altogether, but at least we got to get rid of Cordray.
Yes, yes, certainly. And there was a court case, the PHH case, that said, you know, that under the Constitution, he has to be able, you can either have a commission or you can have one director removable by the president. And they said it, so he had to be removable by the president. That's on appeal. But I would say even under the strict conditions Dodd-Frank said, you know, malfeasance, inefficiency, all the things that have done, the abuse of due process through some of the agencies that regulated where he arbitrarily increases fines from a court case, the wasted money on the building renovation where it costs more, they're spending more per square foot to renovate that than they did to build Trump Tower, that there are grounds for President Trump removing Mr. Cordray and urge him to do so.
But let's say we put the most honest and the most honest broker that you could possibly find in that job. Do we need the CFPB? Shouldn't the whole thing be done away with?
It certainly can be, because the CFPB, you know, it's expanded itself. But some of the other things, like the Truth in Lending Act, other things, and, you know, and protecting consumers from fraud, it just the Dodd-Frank just transferred those functions from other agencies like the Federal Trade Commission and some of the banking agencies to the CFPB. So that those legitimate things, as far as with regulation, can go back to those other agencies, certainly.
Right. Well, I'm looking forward to curtailing that agency, if not eliminating it. It just seems to me to be a Gestapo kind of an agency, and it's not. I haven't seen one thing that it's done that's been a net positive for anybody.
Well, they try to take credit for Wells Fargo, but really it was the. Well, the L.A. Times reporting on it, then the L.A. city attorney and the CFPB, which knew about it for years, just swooped in it, but had other priorities. They were harassing auto dealers and other things, and they just swooped in there at the last minute and fined Wells Fargo, but that's pretty much all they did.
Mm-hmm. On the crowdfunding side, you're a crowdfunding expert, especially in the area of what I call the third method of crowdfunding, which is the equity side. Give us a report on where things are right now.
Well, the Jumpstarter Business Startups Act, which President Obama signed, just turned five last week, and I would say it has done some good. It was very modest deregulation, but what's gone into effect has done some good. It's easier to advertise now to angel investors and find angel investors than it was.
Mm-hmm.
But the part that would help the smallest business and the smallest investors. Crowdfunding is still mired in red tape. The Democrat controlled Senate gutted that basically and largely, and then it took the SEC 3.5 years to implement. But the good news is that Congressman Patrick McHenry, who was one of the architects of the original, is introducing new legislation. He tried last year with a fixed crowdfunding act, and now, which overwhelmingly passed the House, and now there's a president who will likely sign these things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they need to hear from, you know, your listeners and others that you know, to get rid of this red tape.
It's a benefit for a small minority of small businesses. It's not something that's beneficial for the vast majority, but if it'll help some and won't hurt the others, then it's okay with me. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
CEI.org is our website.
There you go. John Berlaw, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.